For those that aren't familiar, first of all, with what the Relay for Life is,
okay,
what is it?
Relay for Life, it's a 24-hour event. And just to, so we're not confused with Relay, we don't hand a baton off to everybody and we run around a track. But there is somebody walking around the track for the entire 24 hours, beginning at 1 o'clock today. And this year, we have had a record amount of participants and record amount of money raised this year.
And that's a good sign. How many teams do you know right off the...
37 teams.
Really?
37
yes.
teams, which has to kind of say, okay, how's the money coming?
Money, just absolutely amazed. We had our bank day on Wednesday, and we are nearly at our goal. We have nearly hit our goal.
And you haven't even walked yet.
Nobody's even showed up to walk yet, and we usually do about $15,000 on site.
Yikes. Well, we were just talking a little bit ago. I mean, we started this conversation 10, 11 years ago when Pam Lampron was running
this thing. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was a little event down at Lower Harbor, mm-hmm. which outgrew Lower Harbor. And here you are, and it's at Alcohol and Ishpeming, which is a very interesting area to have it. And actually, it's good for the walkers.
It is probably the most posh area that we have for a relay, because if it does rain, which let's hope it doesn't, but it's showing some signs of threat, we have RVs there just decked around the whole track. So I mean, people are very well protected, and the it's not a standard 1/4 or 1/3 mile oval. It's probably close to a mile when you loop around the entire track, so mm-hmm. so people can spread out a little more and they can be under trees, and it's a very, very festive family atmosphere there.
Now, we talk about the money. The money raised goes to what efforts by the Cancer
well,
Society?
We have four main areas. We have research, of course. We've funded 42 Pulitzer Prize winners for cancer research. I think everybody wants developments made in cancer. With that being said, we have had decreases in cancer because of a lot of the early detection, which is what we preach as well. So we go with research, education, services, and advocacy. And we feel with those four components, we work on cancer. That's why we've seen declines in cancer. The early detection is up, and a lot of cancers can be prevented if you just get your checkups.
Strange question, but I'm going to phrase it this way anyway. Are you finding, or are you thinking like I am, that the successes in cancer research and the successes in early detection are leading to more people getting involved and more teams being involved?
Not even a debate. 100%. 100%. Because we get so many people that say, I'm here because of you guys are doing this. A lot of our cancer survivors, when they come to our lab, they wouldn't have been here 20, 30 years ago. But, you know, with the early detection and the advances in medicine that we've had, a lot of the stuff is very, very treatable and curable. And it's amazing that when we have our survivor lap, you'll hear the list of times people have been cancer survivors. And it's very empowering. And then to have them come up to me and say that at the end, I almost feel a little bit guilty about it because I feel like I'm doing my job. But they let us know how appreciated we are for doing this.